to Psalms and the book of Psalms. This is one of David, one of David's. He wrote many of these, so I want to read all six verses and then preach a little while from the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My Father, I want to thank you for the word of God that we've already heard out of Romans chapter number 8. What a blessing and what a comfort and encouraging it was to us. And thank you for the man of God. And I pray you continue, God, to bless him in the church now. And thank you, dear God, for this church and a dear pastor. And I pray your richest blessings be upon them and give them souls for the labor. Brother Vaughn, Lord, I pray you bless him in just a little while and his family and his church, Lord. And we give you all the praise and all the honor for everything that you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I want to preach a little while from Psalm chapter number 23. Now, this is a source, has been a source of comfort to millions and millions of people in life and in death. A lot of times, the only time you hear anybody preach from Psalm 23 is at a funeral service, and that's good to use it. I use it a lot at funeral services, but I love to preach on it when there's not a casket in front of me and somebody's laying there lifeless. And I love to preach it when nobody's dead and just encourage the saints of the Lord. And you will find comfort like we was told and preached to in Romans chapter number 8. You find comfort there like you do in this chapter. Regardless of our circumstances and our surroundings, we can find comfort in the word of the Lord. You read your Bible, you can find that you'll find comfort in God, because he's a great comforter. You'll find comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You find comfort in the Holy Spirit. And then you find comfort, my friend, in the word of God. And you find comfort among other preachers and among other Christians. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And that means to encourage one another and strengthen one another. Now let's look at this shepherd psalm, if you will. If you're saved, you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. You don't have to hope so, maybe so, think so, even feel so. If you're saved, it makes no difference. You're down in the valley, if you're on the mountaintop, if you're sick, if you're well, you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm glad he is my shepherd. That means we have a perfect Savior, ladies and gentlemen. Over in the book of Hebrews chapter number 7, if you'll turn there, let me read you just two or three verses of scripture concerning the perfect Savior that we have. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 26, for such a high priest became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for their own sin, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, for the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmities, or sin. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forever. Isn't that a blessing? That word consecrated means perfected. We have a perfect Savior. Amen. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. He's the only perfect one. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 21, 22, and 23, and 24, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us. There's those two words again, for us. Amen. The preacher already used those over in the book of Romans. He said, said, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Why? But the Bible says in verse 22, who did no sin. Isn't it a blessing to know our Savior didn't know sin? He never did sin, never thought about sinning, friend. The Bible says who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. He said, who for his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we been dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Isn't that a blessing from God? Saved us from our sins. Verse 25, for you were a sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. And I could go on and on and on and talk about our Lord being the perfect Savior. And then he said, I shall not want. Now, if you can say the first part of that verse, you can say the second part of that verse. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means, my friend, perfect salvation. Now, how could you have perfect salvation without a perfect Savior? And how could you have a perfect Savior and not have salvation? It's because you won't receive it. Because the Bible said that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffered to us, were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9. The reason you don't have salvation, I believe everybody here in the building tonight is saved by the grace of God, profess to be saved, but if you're not saved, then you don't have salvation. But if you'll come to Jesus Christ, I'm glad he'll save you. Say amen. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, in Romans chapter 4 and in verse number 12. You'll find over in the book of Romans chapter number 9 or in chapter number 10 and in verse number 9 down through verse number 14, he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Isn't that a blessing? What is the gospel, brother? It's the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Isn't that a blessing from God? For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And then he said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, that's enough to make a backslid Baptist get right with God and shout, say amen. I remember, thank God, over 49 years ago, June the 28th, 1970, as a young man under Holy Ghost conviction, I got under Holy Ghost conviction by reading the Bible prior to the time that I got saved by the grace of God. But in the Brimsgrove Baptist Church, 4 miles east on 268 from Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, a little bit after 12 o'clock, amen, I got saved by the grace of God. Came out of that pew, just almost on the back pew, one next to the back pew, and came down that aisle and got saved by the grace of God. And it's been over 49 years now since I got saved. I want to tell you, it's still a joy, thank God, to be saved. It's still a joy to know that your sins have been washed away by the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? I have got a perfect salvation, and if you're saved, you've got a perfect salvation because you've got a perfect Savior. And the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and verse number 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not in yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I am not working to be saved, I'm working because I am saved. Amen. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. I'm telling you, Peter said in 1 Peter 1 and verse number 8, being saved is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. You know why in the old time revival, hey, too many Baptists, my friend, don't have the joy of the Lord. And the psalmist said, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? There's one thing and one way you can tell if you get revived this week, praise God, you'll get your joy back. Amen. You'll get your
your joy back. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, David had sinned. David had messed up his life. But Psalm chapter 51, I read it to our church yesterday morning. Boy, he came back. That was a prayer of repentance. That was a prayer, my friend, that was not hypocritical. That was a prayer from his heart. And I'll tell you, buddy, I don't want to lose the joy of my salvation. I'm telling you, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I'm going to tell you something else right now. Praise God, I feel better all over than anywhere else. Amen. I don't have to hope so, baby, so, get so, thank so, feel so. I'm glad, praise God, I'm saved. I'm saved to the uttermost. I'm glad God will save you to the uttermost. His hand reached further down than I could reach up. His hand reached further down for you than you can reach up. I'm glad God's still saving old sinners. Amen. I'm glad he's still in the soul saving business, because the Bible says in the book of Luke 19, verse number 10, for the Son of God is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Ooh. And they're still out on in the highways, and they're in the hedges, and all we're supposed to do, the word goes used in the Bible over 1,300 times. And what God wants us to do is stay out there in the highways and hedges and knock on some doors and tell folk about the Lord and say for Jesus Christ. Now, as we get older, we may not be able to go door to door, but we got them telephones, don't we? I mean, we got those telephones. We register the milk man, the milk woman, whatever they come, made to bring our milk to us if you have that up here in Virginia. I'm telling you, aren't you glad you got a perfect salvation because you got a perfect Savior?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's good to us, isn't he? Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And so we find something else here. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Boy, I tell you, you know what that is? It's talking about perfect rest. People are trying to find rest in this world. And the sinner is trying to find rest in the sins of this world. I mean, Moses tells us, my friend, that there is pleasure in sin for a season, but the season runs out. Aren't you glad, my friend? You really didn't know what real living was until you got saved by the grace of God. Amen. You didn't know what real peace was and real joy was and real rest was before you ever got saved. Boy, last night, I taught Sunday school yesterday morning about 45 minutes. I didn't preach but about 30 minutes yesterday morning. It got on, friend. The choir got to singing. They got to praising God and shouting the victory. And brother, that went on about 10 minutes to 12 or 15 minutes to tell. And I got to preach about 30 minutes. I went home. My wife had a great dinner cooked for us. And brother, I rested about 2 hours. I went back last night and preached about 40 minutes. And when I got home, I was tired. Have you ever been? I was tired, friend. But you know what I did? I sat there in my recliner for about an hour, and then I guess about 10 o'clock, I went to bed, and brother, is it Donald? Amen. Brother Donald, Donnie, amen. Amen. I went to bed about 10 o'clock, and it seemed like I went to sleep just like that. I slept like a good baby till 4 o'clock. Then I got up, my friend, at 4 o'clock. I went in there and read my Bible, served the Bible for a little over an hour. And I looked and I said, praise God. I go back to bed and sleep about 2 more hours. Hey, what'd you do, preacher? I got some good rest. Amen. That's what we need when we get tired and weary. We need some good rest. Woo! Amen. Keep preaching like this. My wife's going to have to drive home and I'll get a whole lot of rest tonight. Amen. Boy, don't you thank God for that peace. I'm glad there's peace in the time of trouble. The Bible said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Oh, aren't you glad God cares for us? Aren't you glad God cares for you? Cheer up, ladies. Cheer up, folk. I mean, it's not bad. I am really enjoying my olden years, I really enjoyed getting that Social Security check. Well, don't y'all know? Praise God, if you hadn't got it yet, if you sit around a little bit, it may not be go broken. You may get to draw some of that good stuff. You paid it in, so get every dime of it that you can. It belongs to you anyway. Say amen. But I am in joy. I mean, the psalmist said in Psalm 37 and verse number 25, David said, I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Well, now he cared for us while we were young. I'm still a young 73. I just celebrated my birthday a week ago from this past chariot, and I turned 73 years old. I never thought I'd ever live to be 73 years old, but I hope I live to be 83 years old, and 93 years old, and 103 years old. Hey, man, that'll be all right with me, as long as I get around. And if I can't get around, if God wants me to live, some of y'all can come help me around. Boy, any good to us? Oh, yes, cheer up, friend. God won't forsake you because you've got some years on you. And he said, my Savior, my shepherd is the Lord, and he's my perfect shepherd. I shall not want. He's my perfect salvation. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That is perfect rest. Ain't that a blessing from God? Then he leadeth me beside the still waters. Boy, he knows how to lead us, don't he? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Then he leadeth me beside the still waters. Praise God for those still waters. Waters of quietness, ladies and gentlemen. That means perfect refreshment. That word refreshment means to renew. It means to restore. And I've already quoted, the Bible said, the psalmist said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Thank God for that. Now the Bible said, Paul said in Romans chapter 15, verse 32, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Boy, I like that refreshment, don't you? Oh, I like that morning air, that morning refreshment. Now, it's according to the weather, it's going to be in the high 80s and in the 90s all of this week. But when I got up for the last couple of mornings, it's been in the 60s. And I go out to the mailbox and get my mail, and boy, that fresh air. Oh, you can just breathe, man. When it gets 90, you can't do much breathing real good if you got any kind of sinus problem. But isn't it good at that morning fresh air? Boy, isn't it good when you come to church and you're tired and you give out, and it seems like there's just something going on all the time with you. And then you come into the house of God and you fellowship with the saints of God and you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And then, my friend, you hear some good singing, and then you hear the man of God get up and preach the word of God. Yeah. And you got all refreshed and ready to go at it again. Saying that that's what we need. Yeah. Used to have a man by the name of Addie Weeks, and he would come into church. He was on up in age, and him and his wife would led him for the Lord and join our church, baptize him. And they come in on Wednesday night. He said, Brother Paul, I just can't hardly make it. I feel so bad, all that. But I wanted to come to the house of God. I just felt like if I jumped to the house of God, I'd just get some help. Well, he would hear the choir sing, Brother Bill, and he said right about like this, about halfway back in the church. And boy, he would listen, and see, you could just see him perking up. You know what perking up means, don't you? Amen. You just see him getting a little bit the fresher, getting refreshed. And boy, I tell you, after the church's over, he'd get up. boy, he was walking straight, praise God. He said, preacher, I said, man, I came to church tonight. God, give me what I need. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hey, God knows what we need.
God knows what we needed tonight. Now, you may not be getting a whole lot tonight, but I'm helping me. I mean, God's helping me. Well, you started it off, see? Hallelujah. And I didn't know what you was going to preach. You didn't know what I was going to preach. You preach on encouragement. God, this is what God told me to preach for. I came up here. Well, I feel better all over. Let me say it again. Than anywhere else. I'm telling you, God's still on the throne. Well, let me give you two or three more now. Shut down and let Brother Vaughn come. He restoreth my soul. That means perfect restoration. And that word restoration means renewal of something to its former state. Amen. Renewal of something to its former state.
That's good.
You see, this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. And God gives us meetings like this. And God gave us the Holy Ghost when we got saved. And now we got the scriptures. And brother, we can come to old time revival meeting and old time church and hear the good things and the good news from above and get renewed. Amen.
Amen.
We get down, we get out. Now I like what Peter said in 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Cast all your care upon him.
That's right.
For he cares for you, brother.
Amen.
I like what David said in Psalm 55, verse number 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Woo! Isn't that good? Praise God, that's wonderful. Amen. God is good.
Yeah.
Better than that, he's great. When is he good? All the time. That's when he's good. Sure is. Amen. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That leader there, or that he leadeth me, that's talking about a leader. That means he's up front. And for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8 and verse number 14. And I'm glad God leads us in the right direction. Look, if you will, in the book of Psalm 37, 23. You still with me, aren't you? If you're still with me, say amen.
Amen.
If you're not with me, say amen. All right. All right. Psalm 37, 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I like what Brother Lester Roloff said. I think you're going to agree with me. I really think you're going to agree with me. But if you don't agree with me, it's still right. He said, we may fall around in the hand of God, but we'll never fall out of his hand.
That's
right. Woo! Ain't that good? That's enough to make a man run around the church two or three times if he's able. Hey, look what the Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse number 105. Boy, don't you thank the Lord for the scripture. I mean, the Bible said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Praise God. So he guides me. I think he'll guide you to the church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night if you have services. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I think he'll guide you to your loved ones and tell them about Jesus. I think he'll guide you to your friends and tell them about Jesus. I think he'll guide you to your neighbors and where you can tell them about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I think he'll guide you to people that you don't even know and tell them about Jesus Christ. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Here we go. Here we go. He said, I will fear no evil. That's talking about perfect protection. Isn't that good? Perfect protection. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort
me. I like that. I will fear no evil. That means perfect protection. Praise the Lord for it. Perfect protection. Amen. In a wicked world, we are protected by God Almighty. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5, that we are kept by the power of God.
Yeah.
And that word kept there means guard. God is guarding us.
That's right.
The angels of the Lord are encamped round about us. And Jesus said in Matthew 28 and verse 18, and Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Well, amen. Positionally, we that are saved already in heaven. But this old body is still down here.
Right.
And so he protects us and keeps us, because the Bible said, God said to Jeremiah, he wound up in the jail all the time, preaching the children of Israel, and they just wouldn't listen. And he got discouraged. And God said to Jeremiah, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Paul said in Ephesians 3, verse number 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of thing, according to the power that worketh in us. And the Bible said in Luke 1, 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He got a blessing from God.
Amen.
Perfect protection. Now the devil may kill our bodies, and some crazy nut may kill our bodies, but they sure can't kill our soul, friend. Say amen. We're serving a perfect saving. I'm just about through here, man. I'm telling you. And then we find this. Thou art with me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You look up that word always. It means when you can feel God and when you can't feel God. When you, my friend, can understand God and when you cannot understand God. He's with us, my friend, when we're down in the valley. He's with us when we're on the mountaintop.
Yeah,
there'll never
yeah.
be a time that he's not with
yeah,
us, because he promised he'd never leave us, nor would he ever forsake us. Praise God for that.
Amen.
Whoa, amen. He's good. Amen. That is perfect company. You know, God is good company to have, isn't it? You got to be careful of the company that you run with. You can't run with this crowd that denies God. You can talk to them, be nice to them, but you can't run with them. You can't fellowship with them. You find that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. Here's what he said in Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
That's right.
I'm dealing with a couple in our church right now, and one of them has made a mess of their life. I mean, a big mess of her life. She has repented. I believe she has truly repented of the sin. And I mean, I believe that she is truly sorry for the things that she did. I really believe that. She's back in church. She's weeping. She's asked God to forgive her and cleanse her. But here was one of her downfalls. She got to running with the wrong company. She admitted that to my wife and I, and tears running down her face. I mean, even some family members, brother, that was not right with God, and she started running with family members and other so-called friends, and got out the will of God and got in sin. Mm. Gotta be careful who you run with.
Sure.
I thought when I got saved, what am I gonna tell my friends? But I found that when I got saved, I didn't have to tell them a thing. I said, I got saved by the grace of God. I'm not going there anymore, and I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah,
and they let me.
Yeah.
And that's Bible, and the book of Luke, they let me. Woo! But I said a whole lot God. Amen. One of them right now. Two or three of them going on the glory. One of them right now in the church shouting the victory and praising God.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Amen. God's good. Okay, here we go. We're just about through. I just said that twice. After the witness says it five times before he sets it down. Say amen. I like this one too. Thy rod and thy staff. That's perfect comfort. Amen. Praise God. Good comfort. It means to relieve distress. Distress. All of us know what it means to have troubles and trials and tribulations and to be discouraged and distressed. But aren't you glad? Praise God. That God is a perfect comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table in the presence of mine enemies for us. That is perfect provision. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, our wonderful Amen. Lord. Isn't that good? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In Matthew 6:33. Everything you need for your flesh, everything you need for the spirit is found in Jesus when Jesus is first in our hearts and in our lives. Thou anointest my head with oil. Amen. That's talking about perfect consecration. Dedication to God. That's what we need, Brother Bill. Dedication to God. Then we'll go on down. My cup runneth over. That is called perfect joy. My cup runneth over. I like when my cup runneth over. You know what you got to do when your cup runs over? You got to drink out of the saucer. What's that old song I used to hear a group of singers sing? I'm drinking from a saucer because my cup is overflowing.
That's right,
man. Woo! Man, Brother Sammy Allen said, it's all right when the cup overflows, but he said, what about when the world, when the well overflows? What about that now, buddy? Amen.
Glory.
Hey. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir. Then he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Well, surely goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Just about through it. I've said that three times. Come here, Brother James. Come here, brother. Yeah, you walk good, can't you? Come here. Come here. Don't y'all get behind me now. Just get behind me. You don't have to say nothing. Please don't fall. Don't trip me. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Come on, surely goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. He followed me through the valley. Follows me, my friend, up on the mountaintop. Follows me when I'm on the bed of affliction. Follows me, my friend, when family members maybe don't do right, friends don't do right. Surely goodness and mercy follows me when I don't understand. Surely goodness and mercy follows me. Y'all close by, amen. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. And brother, can I borrow you? Who's got a cane? Can I borrow your cane just a minute? Can I borrow your cane just a minute? The last 2 years I've had 2 back surgeries, and I've been walking with cane. I've been walking with a walker. But I want to tell you, praise God, surely goodness and mercy. I didn't even have to look around. Brother Bill, I didn't have to look around to see if they're back there. Because when God says they're back there, praise God. Amen. Amen. When I had to crawl up the hall one morning out of the bedroom and crawl up the hall to get to the table. When I sat down, my friend got up and sat down in my recliner, and I couldn't even get out of the recliner. My wife couldn't even get me out. My back was hurting me so bad. I didn't have to look around and see if surely goodness and mercy back there. They were back there. See, there they are.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Then the psalmist David closed out with this right here. He said, watch this now. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
That's talking about perfect destiny is heaven. To be absent from the body is to be heaven. I mean, it's to be present with the Lord. Where's the Lord at? He's in heaven, praise God. He's in heaven. Let's everybody stand. Dear Lord, thank you for letting me preach tonight. Real privilege. I've had good liberty. And I want to ask you now to bless Brother Vaughn tonight as he comes. Give him that unction. Give him, Lord, that good liberty and that new fresh oil that he needs to preach the word of God. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother James.
Amen. You may be seated for just a minute.